Troy, first off, great to have you back on Double Tap with us. Before we get into the big announcements from CSUN, how are things going over at IRA? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Oh boy, you haven't heard from us because we have been busy. We've been busy hiring. We've been busy growing. We've added, I don't know, since we last talked, we probably added another 20 access partners. And we've beefed up our engineering team. I just got to meet for the first time in person on our first day on Tuesday, Jill Ratcliffe, who joins us in the sales and business development area. So outside of a bunch of announcements we're going to get into, we've been busy building the team.
Yeah, good. And it sounds like it's going well because, of course, that's what it's all about. I mean, from the customer point of view, it's all about connecting with those agents. So more agents, more people, more calls getting answered quickly. It all helps, right?
It just continues to build. And, you know, I'm here in at CSUN where we get to rub shoulders and talk to, I don't know, hundreds of our explorers and hearing all our feedback, which is generally positive. And we try and listen very carefully to what people want. And in that, we know that there's just a lot more we can deliver, but the core service is humming, and we're excited to provide visual interpreting to, you know, many, many, many thousands of people on a daily 24-hour basis.
Yeah. I mean, Janine, from your point of view, customer-facing role, as you've been in for a long time, you've talked to a lot of blind people like yourself and people like me and Sean who, you know, constantly send you emails saying, what about this? What about this? And you must get this all the time. And also, wow, we love IRA. Wow, IRA is great. And all of that wonderful stuff. But for you, Troy, actually getting a chance to speak to people on the ground, people who are using the service every day that you are working to make happen, what does that feel like for you?
You know, I was not in assistive tech prior to IRA. I've now been doing this for 10 years, and this is where I get the energy. It's great to hear from folks. I get the emails. I get the phone calls. We do the Zoom meetings, but when you're sitting across from someone and they're either telling you about their vision for what we could do more, or they're telling us, you know, a specific day or a use case where they worked with an agent and they were able to solve something and it really made a difference. It charges my batteries. I was telling my wife, I think last night, you might even hear my voice is a little hoarse this morning because I'm hitting that limit of, you know, talking around the clock. But you come to events like this, this is really reinforces, you know, why you get up every day, why you do the things you do. So for me, it's just very exciting, and it really charges me up.
Oh, that's very cool. Of course, hearing back from, you know, the end user there is what it's all about. And of course, I think we can all agree that the core of IRA is the agents, and that's working very well at the moment. I don't think I've heard any complaints at all. But what's new? As you mentioned, people still want more. We're never happy. So what are the new announcements?
Well, one of them is the introduction of AI, and we'll talk about that. I mean, we've all been reading the news. We know that many companies, so forget accessibility, AI is the new tool to be, you know, we all have to learn what is the best use for AI. I think in this field, and specifically around visual information, AI is an incredible game changer. You know, it started, you know, with IRA, it started when we were founded. Let's take us back a little bit. IRA was a venture-backed company, so we raised money from venture capital with the premise of IRA, but the premise was built into the name. The premise was that AI would be part of the solution. IRA stands for Artificial Intelligence Remote Assistance. And up through 2020, a lot of the money that we raised went into the development of AI, yet we could not figure out at that time how to make it effective enough, quality enough to make a difference. And so we didn't really deploy anything of significance, even though some of you may remember the agent called Chloe. And Chloe was able to do a few things. But enter 2023, when generative AI came out, we knew that we were going to be investing in it. It took us a little longer to get access to the public AI. I mean, credit to Be My AI for getting access to it first. I was talking to Mike Buckley just the other day about it. And credit to Seeing AI for being kind of one of the first AI products to use computer vision. But at this point, whether it's Vispero, whether it's Aira, whether it's any vendor, we all now have access to the same underlying technology. The question is, you know, how to shape it, how to deploy it. And so with that, our announcement is really that you can provide images, you can take pictures, you can get descriptions, you can interact with it. You can do that with a lot of apps. But one of the main differences with Aira is that you can also interact with the agents. So we are stitching together the experience so that, you know, when there's a point in time when you're not confident about what the AI is providing back, that description, or you just want it to be verified, you can ask the agent, and I'm not talking about a call, you just simply mark the image or the description, and then you say you want some more information. You say that you want it verified, and free to you, the agent will respond in, you know, 20, 30 seconds with either everything looks great or, you know, here's what the AI didn't catch. You know, this was a hallucination or it was missing this information. So it's all to say that we now have what we call Access AI. It's an experience in the app that allows you to work with images, work with AI, and equally engage the agent, the visual interpreter, for that extra confidence, that extra trust.
Wow. Okay. Can I just clarify something? So when you say work with images, work with AI, is this a image description service like Be My AI, or is there something extra on top of that?
Very similar to Be My AI, very similar to Vispero, very similar to Scene AI. Yes. So Sean, in fact, maybe I should do this while we're on. I could actually, with using the Aira desktop right now, I could take a screenshot. I could provide that to Access AI, and I'll get back a description. I could ask a question like, what color is Sean's hair? Maybe it
gray.
Comes back red. Maybe it comes back brown. You know what the truth is. Green. It could say that.
I actually don't know anymore.
And but then, you know, again, you may want to be... You might want to be sure, because maybe you're going to call Sean out on social media that, you know, he needs to get a haircut, and so
yes,
that's where our integration with the visual interpreters comes in. So we're making it possible for free, and by the way, the AI is free too. So, you know, I'm often telling the larger population, Aira is free. We don't take a credit card to sign up. There's plenty of access offers in the core product, as you know, where you can use Aira for free. We sponsor 5 minutes every day, or even more frequently for people who don't have a subscription. But the AI just follows with that. AI is free, and the validation is free.
Just to be very clear on this, because I know people might wonder, you're saying the service is free. Aira, as you say, is free. It has the free 5-minute call, and we've talked about that before. Is Access AI just part of that? Would you have to sign up at all to use Access AI?
Yeah, the answer is yes. Ultimately, the sign-up is pretty simple. If you put in your phone number or email into the app and you don't have an account, one is created for you. During that login process, you know, we send you a code to make sure it's secure. But that's the sign-up. It's install the app. Log in, and the account is created for you. And with that, you get the access to the visual interpreters. With that, you get the access to the AI, and all of that is for free.
And any access partners you want to use, actually. And from within the AI, if you actually want a live interpreter, there's a button right in the upper right of the screen. You can deploy a live interpreter. And that's when we begin to look at, past the free 5-minute call, of course, that's when we begin to look at charging you for the use of our service, if you're not in using an access offer, that is.
But that's if you actually talk, if you initiate a call with the agent. Is it still the same if you talk via text message to the agent for more than 5 minutes, let's say?
Yeah, correct. Now, if you're using the AI, definitely not. However, if you are talking to an agent using the messaging feature from the home screen, then yeah, that's going to count as an Aira call that you would be charged for. But aside from that, there's a lot you can do with the AI and with verification of your image that you haven't been able to do before.
Guys, you know, there's often two schools of thought, I guess, on this kind of thing. One is, well, you know, we've got Be My AI doing this. There are other options, like through Copilot and other apps of providing similar functionality. But of course, the other school of thought here is that, you know, it's within an app you know, and the integration is suitable, built for, thought about blind people, which matters, right? And, you know, a lot of people might want to access this and may never have used something like Be My AI at all for whatever reason and actually have just been using Aira. So, you know, bringing these features in, I guess, does help people access this kind of technology that perhaps they haven't used to date.
And if you attended our talk yesterday, I think I might segue into the fact that, you know, over the last year, we've been hiring a lot of awesome engineers, designers, developers, and one place we're really focusing hard is the usability, if you will, or the customer, the actual experience with the screen reader. So we have a team that is looking to go above and beyond and think about all the ways that you might interact and making it easy. For example, maybe Janine, you could walk us through a little bit on how that works.
Before I do that, Trey, I want to back that up with, we've got the engineering staff, which is fantastic, but we also have advisors. We have over 30 people who are acting as advisors from the blind and low vision community to back up the engineers to say, this is what we want in terms of tone of the responses. How many times have you interacted with an AI that said, well, you need to take another picture, or there isn't sufficient lighting. You need to get somewhere where there's lighting. And you roll your eyes and say, yeah, gee, that would be nice. But what the advisors are doing is pointing out these things, telling us how we can reword them, what language feels more natural and appropriate. So that's huge. And then, of course, our beta testers that I happen to manage the beta testers now, so I'm very proud of my beta testing gang. They're able to bring this to you pretty quickly. But we do have four ways to get that image in. And one of the things that's a little different about Access AI is that with the detailed capture and with one of the ways that you can access a photo or an image from the share sheet, you can actually ask a question as you're submitting the video, which is something I haven't seen anywhere else. So you can say, tell me what lights are on in this photo. And you may have a picture of a modem or something like that. Tell me what lights are on and what color they are. And boom, you've got it. And so that's what's a little bit different. I encourage people, once you get your hands on the beta, to play with each of these input methods. We'll have some podcasts out about them, demoing them very soon. And so you can take a look at what each of them do and what's going to meet your needs.
You know, one of the things I've talked a lot about on our show is the fact that when it comes to Aira, one of the valuable features, I think one of the most valuable features of it, is the privacy aspect, the trust aspect as well, when it comes to being able to deal with sensitive documents. Let's take a bank statement, for example. You get your bank statement through, you want to query a transaction on there, or you get a letter through from the doctor and you want to know what time the appointment is. When you get that kind of information, it's advised by the good people over at Be My Eyes, you know, don't upload that image because, you know, you don't want to give that away. It's going to OpenAI. That could be, you know, used in some way for, you know, learning purposes for the OpenAI itself. So they're very strict on don't upload personal information. How does that work with Access AI? Because I'm guessing it's the same issue, isn't it?
No. So first off, thanks for asking that question. When you use Aira or any app, the guarantees about how your data is handled are in those sometimes long-to-read terms of service privacy policy. As an aside, we work with an attorney who focuses on making this simple as possible language, but ultimately, we didn't have to change our terms of service. We didn't change our privacy policy to launch this. Why? Because you get the same guarantee about your data, as you just mentioned, with our Access AI. How do we do that? We are using the paid enterprise version of AI, and in a minute I'm going to tell you we also have access to Gemini, which is another model. So whether it's Be My AI, whether it's Gemini, or other models that we may include in the future, we are going to leverage the enterprise or secure version. And I'll start describe a little bit on that, but ultimately, we give you the same guarantee about your data. It is only, it's only stored with Aira. You know, these images that are going to AI are not, the OpenAI folks do not have access to them. The Gemini folks do not have access to them. Your data is handled in the same manner that it's handled with agents.
That's very interesting.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it is.
To be balanced, I think Be My Eyes also state that they don't use any images uploaded as in for part of the data set for teaching AI, but they may be stored just to make sure and just for training that it's been described correctly. But still, it's good to know that the privacy has been thought about from your point of view. So it's really reassuring.
Yeah, in fact, Janine hit on a point I should have talked about because we're very proud of it. Our AI journey started many, many months ago, and one of the first things we did is we asked 30 or more of the folks who probably would have the most and best input on AI. So, and it was across both, you know, legal, privacy, as Janine said, but that informed us on both, you know, how to do it and what statement to make. And ultimately it was, hey, we're going to make the same statement. We're going to have the same goal that our, anything you do with Aira adheres to the same standard of privacy and security.
I get my bank statement in. I can take an image of that and use Access AI in confidence.
Correct.
In confidence.
That information is going nowhere else that it should go.
Correct.
Except to the IRA agent, the person I want to see it. And at that point, is it discarded at that point?
The retention on data is in our privacy policy. We may retain data for, I mean, generically speaking, we can retain, we tell you that we will retain data for up to, I should get this right. I believe up to 18 months is our public retention period. How long is that image being stored today? I'd have to ask my engineers. I don't know, but it may be much shorter given the nature of AI.
But it's also encrypted, and we do regular security audits as well of the entire operation of IRIS. So, if God forbid there be any type of issues, we're right on them right away.
And just to be clear on this from the agent point of view as well, because I suppose there's always a balance to be struck here. How many times have you called a company and when you're on the line, it says calls may be recorded for training purposes? That happens all the time, right? I'm guessing you guys do similar at Aira. So this is not unique. It's not unique for data to be held.
No,
it?
It's when the service was started, we knew that not just training our agents, but monitoring them was going to be critical. And that's both from a, are they following the rules and the training, as well as gaining insights into how to build a better product. Whether it's your session with the agent, that's the purpose. Whether it's the session with the AI, that's the purpose. I'm looking at I did, by the way, take a picture of the screen today and I asked some questions, and this interaction I just had with our image AI is available for the engineers to improve it. It's there for training and improvement purposes. So absolutely, that is the purpose of why we retain the data, and it says so in the privacy policy. It's to, for training and to improve the product in the future.
Perfect. Can I just ask, because you mentioned Gemini there, so is that you're not nailed down to one source? Everyone's talking about OpenAI, of course. So
no, and we're gonna, just like anything we do, we know, especially when using technology, there are many vendors, and when possible, we're going to make use of the best one. And at this phase, with AI being so new, it's a good strategy to invoke multiple AIs. You at the moment do not have any control over which AI you use, but we are experimenting with the responses from both, and something we could talk about that our CTO talked about yesterday at our talk is more personalization. And that personalization may come in the form of either choosing your AI, choosing the, you know, how verbose, how chatty you want your AI for an ongoing experience or a specific experience, choosing the tone. Do you want it to be, you know, just the facts, professional, or do you want something more playful? So choice extends not just to the AI backend, but it's going to extend to other, you know, features or capabilities of AI. And, you know, here's something that I found interesting in this experience in developing AI. You might look at AI as just another visual interpreter. And in this process, it's been great to talk to advisors, explorers, because some of the themes, some of the concepts apply to our agents. So some of that personalization that we will be rolling out in the future will be ways that you can more efficiently tell the agent what are your preferences. But back to your main point, yeah, we have Gemini under the hood, we have OpenAI under the hood, and we are looking at other models as well. And if something pops up that looks very promising, we will deploy it. If it meets the security and data privacy standards.
Janine, what's feedback been like so far? We're a couple of days into this announcement. What are people saying?
Well, it is a limited release, so we are releasing this very slowly because we want to see how people are using it. We also don't want to overload the model. And so people so far have been really positive about it. We're finding out use cases for it, and people have some really unique use cases, from being able to query things like the controls and lights on things like my coffee maker, which is just cantankerous, to people actually looking at things like scenery to find out if there are wildlife in their backyard, or just any number of things that normally they might have done with a visual interpreter, but now they can do it quickly with the AI. And being able to get more specific with the AI. So far, everything is great. We're hoping people enjoy it. We're hoping people use it and really push the boundaries of it. So I am curious to see what you and Sean have been able to do with it.
Mm. I want to say, though, you know, if there's any critique I see of Aira online, it is calls getting answered timely. Could Access AI help that in some way? Does it perhaps divide up a little bit some of the calls that perhaps someone might make to query something they can do with Access AI, and therefore make more agents available immediately?
That's certainly possible. Maybe just to address that, we know that we have been not staffing fast enough at Aira. We monitor that internally. It's something the team has been working on. It may allow me to point out that during last year, we started a process to convert our agents from being contractors to employees. We didn't make a big announcement about this, but I realized that it helps, you know, explain a little bit about what we've been doing to address wait times. We knew in 2023 that, you know, we have a service that is growing, and to make it even more attractive to be able to bring on more agents and also to do a better job scheduling, it was time to move to the next phase of Aira, where the visual interpreters, who are professionals, are employees of the company with benefits. And during that process, you know, we had to hire differently. And I think last year, at the end of the year, some of the call times, some of the wait times were well beyond what we expect, what you expect. And now, beginning this year and continuing on, we're at a much better staffing level. Is AI going to, you know, reduce call volume? Is it going to increase call volume? Because one might argue that with more functionality in the Aira app, more people will download it, which is our hope. More people will engage with it, and more people will make use of Access offers. So it is our hope that we actually get more calls. But for that reason, as Janine said, that's why our beta is not a public beta, but it's by, I'd say, invite, or within the app you sign up, and we'll be adding people, you know, daily, weekly, but we are not going to add everyone at once because we want to make sure that our staffing and the wait times are not affected by potential increased use of IRA, visual interpreters.
Janine, an exciting time.
Definitely, definitely. And if you want to sign up for the beta out there, you can go to https://bit.ly, that's bit.ly/accessAI beta signup, all one word, access AI beta signup. And that will get your name on the list, and we will let you know when you are added, and you can then go and use Access AI.
Troy and Janine from IRA, thank you so much for coming on, and come back soon, tell us how it's all going.
Absolutely.
Anytime.